Your home for classic hits on WILO.
When the big hand points straight up, the little hand tells the time.
Giving you the time on the studio clock.
It's 9 o'clock now.
1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM.
What does it mean to truly be part of the community? Is it the street you live on, or maybe the school your kids attend? At Encompass Credit Union, they've been asking themselves this every day since their founding in 1953. It's why they try so hard to be the kind of neighbor you'd like to have next door. That means offering financial services that meet you where you are for all of life's needs. Because when you're in one of the communities they call home, you'll always be their top priority. Visit EncompassCU.org to see all the ways they can be your neighbor.
The best of the best win awards like the Nobel Prize, the BorgWarner Trophy, or a Grammy. So at this time, we'd like to congratulate TC Trailers for being the best in the trailer business. Big Tom Maple has over 300 trailers on the lot and can custom order. No one carries more parts and accessories than TC Trailers, and unlike many trailer dealers, TC Trailers has a full in-house repair shop, so you'll be back on the road in no time. Stop in or visit tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
WILO, a friend you can depend on.
Thanks to WILO, and thank you, Kevin, for being out here. I think it's been great for Party Line, for the fair to be highlighted on Party Line so people understand, you know, our mission, our goals out here at the fairground.
Keeping you connected to our community.
The radio station, we could not do this without all of you guys.
The radio station you've trusted through the years.
Congratulate you guys on a great senior fair. Thank you for all the hard work that everybody put into that to make that happen.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, ProBike Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
96.9 102.7 WILO, your home for classic hits. And it is the Party Line, brought to you by BooneCountyDailyNews.com, TC Trailers, Marchand's Window Tinting in Antioch, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Ivy Tech Community College, Edward Jones Advisor Brett Capps in Frankfurt, Big Deals, Encompass Credit Union, Welty Custom Exteriors, Vierks Fine Jewelry, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. And we're welcoming Healthy Communities into the studio today with Kathy Martin. Did I get it right?
You got it right.
No silent cues, no tricky pronouncers.
No, no tricks this morning.
No weird fortune cookie thing that we're missing. Kathy, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yeah, of
and
course.
Normally we have worked with Laura Archibald, so this is always interesting when you get to meet new people. And what do you do with Healthy Communities?
So I'm the director of operations there at Healthy Communities. So mm-hmm. The boss is out in a training today, so she tagged in the B team. Here I am.
B team, my God.
Yeah, somehow I doubt that that's the case.
You know, this is assuming that George Pappard is less A team than Mr. T. So I think it's all A team, for the record.
Yeah.
So, Melissa, if you want to lead off on this.
Well, I know you sent us, thank goodness, bullet points, like we were just discussing off the air.
Mm-hmm.
But Trinity of Hope, that's coming up this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk a little bit about that and how much it means to the community to have this officially open?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Trinity Hope Recovery Center, that's there on 806 North Columbia. We're having our official ribbon cutting. So we actually already had kind of a soft opening. We've started programming there during April. So now this is the official opening. We're going to do a block party, a cookout, do a ribbon cutting there with the chamber. So we're just really excited about that. That's this Saturday. We'll start at 2 o'clock. We'll have free food and cookout. You can do tours of the building, see our calendar and our different schedules. And so this is open to the entire community. While we're really reaching our recovery community here, which is growing and doing so much. It's open to everybody.
Well, because it takes a village.
Absolutely.
So,
I know you guys were still looking for some volunteers on some of the programs. Is everything pretty well as far as having enough people to help keep things going, or are you still looking for help?
So we can always use volunteers. While we have our programs kind of scheduled, we'll do it at a month at a time. If there is anyone who is ever interested in volunteering and being part of these programs, we'll never turn you away. Mm-hmm. We are open to that and anybody that can help. So if anybody's interested, they can give us a call at the office, 659-6063, or just shoot us a message on social media. We have a Trinity Hope Facebook page, but also a Healthy Communities Facebook page, and you can reach us there anytime.
What are some of the programs that you guys are offering right now and looking to expand on?
Yeah, the really exciting thing about Trinity Hope is that not only are some of them evidence-based programming, we have support groups and recovery groups and different things like that, but we also have like a karaoke night. This past Saturday was karaoke night, open to anybody, and we had some really great singing, I can tell you that. But then we have some rock painting that's going to come up. We're going to do different music nights and things like that. So not all of them are based around programs per se, but also just about bringing the community together, bridging those gaps, rebuilding bridges that may have been burnt in the past, and just rebuilding those relationships together.
I just got to ask, I know this is not germane to the discussion. Is there a song you kill it in karaoke?
Well, pretty much any song, obviously, but you know, I can rock some Wayward Son, I guess.
She is so
I love
deadpan.
It. I know it. I love
would
it.
You like a job in radio?
I love it.
I'm not sure that my boss would appreciate that. I don't know.
I will tell you I've done my share of karaoke, and it's really cool because I think I like failed maybe once, but there was one night that I got the courage of my nerve and I decided to do Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic by The Police, and I mean I smoked that thing. I was like actually really good, like Sting, Step Off,
right?
I'm the chick magnet now. And and then what happened was the karaoke guy, because this is Columbus, Indiana, and you're in a, you know, kind of seedy bar, and it gets to the end where they have that, it's a big enough bar. And then you suddenly heard the music start playing backwards. and I'm like going, I think I'm done. Hello? And the guy's like, he's doing the, I'm on my phone. And then he suddenly realizes that everybody's yelling at him, and he's like, oh, yeah, we got. So that was one of about two fails, but that one wasn't really me.
Right.
The failure was I got the courage of my nerve and tried to do Otis Redding, I Can't Turn You Loose.
Mm.
And I do not sound or look like Otis Redding. And it was like, I can't turn you loose. So Wayward Son. Okay. Is a go-to for you.
Yeah, we can do that. You know, I'd love to belt out some Celine Dion, but, you know, I just can't hit those notes. So.
Yeah. Or the Bee Gees. As I said on the air, do you know how tight them panties have to be to sing like Barry Gibb? That's a trick. Okay, so now that I've gotten this
still waiting for the lightning to strike when you said you killed it. So,
you mean that I defaced Sting, English Dreamboat? Mm-hmm. Okay, so sorry. Back to our regular show.
You're fine. I know that this is something, you know, it's a joint effort and it's been put together, and it's so great that it's up and going. And what are some of the hopes for the future for this program now that it's open and it's up and it's going?
Yes.
What are you guys hoping for?
So we started initially, we knew we would be expanding programs as we moved over to Trinity, we were doing our numbers. It looks like we've about quadrupled our programming just in this first month in things that we're offering, not just Healthy Communities, but other community organizations that are doing mm-hmm. programs and things there. So the hope is that we're just continuing to expand that. One big thing that we really love is Brianna's Hope, which is over at St. Matthew Church on Thursday evenings.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest thing about that is when you walk into Brianna's Hope, you don't know who might be living in recovery, who might be struggling, who's just there as a community member to help support. And that's what it's all about, bringing everyone together in those moments to have that. And so that's the dream, that people are there to help, the people are there who might be struggling, or maybe they need support from someone else in their family, that sort of thing, that it is a safe place to bring everyone together for that.
Right. It's like there, but for the grace of God, go we all.
Yes, absolutely.
So, I mean, you get the wrong set of circumstances.
Yep.
It's real easy to develop an issue.
Yeah. And it's a physical change of the brain. You know, that's the big thing, especially that we're trying to teach our kids, you know, that there's a physical change. And just like if you have surgery or you get stitches, there's a scar. And even though it healed, that's still there. And so how we can help with that, and that it's okay. You know, mental health is a big thing, and that plays in.
And that no changes. I mean, this goes to our discussion before you got in here. We were talking about like diabetes, for example, type 2 diabetes.
Right.
The thing you run into, and we tend to soft pedal this with mental issues or addiction issues or whatever, we tend to forget that it took you 20 years to get there. You're not going to see an instant cure overnight, but at least you're on the path. The journey of 1,000 miles starts with one step, and if you're willing to take that one step, then you can take the next one and the next one, and suddenly you're 500 miles down the road.
Absolutely. And it's okay if one of those steps ends up being a backward step, that we can keep going again. Mm-hmm. And that it's a chronic issue, and that's okay. And let's all come together to help each other out.
Yeah, a lot of people forget that, you know, healing is not just physical healing. It's mental healing. Mind, body, and soul, it's all tied together. So that, and you've got to treat one to be able to treat the other.
Yeah.
But the idea that I think people think, oh yeah, I can undo the damage in a week. No, you've got to be dedicated, and it takes a while.
Yep, it does. It takes time, and that's okay. That's what it's supposed to do.
Nobody climbs Mount Everest and then just jumps off the peak.
Right.
So, so what else do we?
Well, I know you've got a lot of other projects going on, but the one that I, and Laura knows, I'm obsessed with it, is the garden, the community garden.
Yep, so we were out planting yesterday, so the community garden is behind our building. We're there at 1234 Rossville Avenue. We share the building with the health department. Mm-hmm. So even though our hours are 8:30 to 4:30, the community garden is open all the time. It's just around the back of the building. The only rule we have is that if you pick a veggie, you got to pick a weed.
Right.
You got to do both. So we got everything planted yesterday. We got it all watered. We had some really great volunteers that came out and helped us. Actually, Cynthia Douglas from Farm Bureau was out there helping us out yesterday. So if there's anyone who's interested in volunteering, we always have that with the garden. It'll continue to expand as the garden expands, but we planted tomatoes and green beans and peppers and eggplants and zucchinis and cucumbers, and we have herbs back there. We got a whole gamut that's going on back there. So,
I think a lot of people don't realize, well, one, the garden is there for the community.
Right.
The produce is there for the community.
Provided you pick a vegetable and a weed.
Yeah, exactly. But there ain't no free lunch. The peacefulness, what you can experience just by going out there and just, I call it detox.
Yeah.
Or your inner zen, if you like.
Yeah, exactly. You just go out and you spend some time out in the garden, and you hopefully shut your phone off or turn it down and kind of ignore it for a while. And just, and like you said, you're zen. You find that peace and you're helping out at the same time.
It is handicap accessible. We have picnic benches back there, so if someone just wants to come and sit, we have raised beds and a sidewalk, so anyone is able to get back there. You don't even have to tell us. You can just drive back there and walk over and pick some veggies or take a moment and just sit out there, help cultivate things, whether that's you personally, mentally, and physically, or there in the garden.
Well, and it's a nice metaphor for cultivating your personal psychological garden, whatever. This is something to go to the zen comment. I think this is the thing that throws a lot of people, because you hear people talk about zen or zen Buddhism or anything, and what a lot of people don't realize is it is a philosophy. You can be a Christian, you can be Jewish, you can do any of these things, you can be a Hindu and still be a zen Buddhist. And so the idea of philosophically, the idea of clearing your mind, I know people think idol worship or whatever, but it's not that. I know we're, again, I'm sorry.
I don't mind chasing rabbits.
Yesterday I teed off Frito-Lay. I teed off Culver's. They love me locally. I'm going to be lucky if I get spit-free food
reference.
The rest of my life.
I like
life.
That. I don't mind chasing rabbits.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
That was ideal.
But that's the idea, is that, you know, I say that as the philosophical construct, because you were specifically trying to get very, you get very even-handed, you breathe, you meditate, but it's not against anything.
Right.
You can, and so the idea that you can go to this garden and have a religious affiliation or no religious affiliation, and you can completely just let it all drain out of you, out with the bad air, in with the good.
I like that. You know, I love the fact that the picnic area is out there to where you can go out there and you can spend some time, like you said. I mean, take a lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there and sit and take a lunch and do some work and then sit down and enjoy your lunch. And
yeah, absolutely.
And it occurs to me that I've had too much caffeine. So, Melissa, if you want to take the rest of this interview.
Yeah, I haven't cracked my bottles of Coke yet. I've got four of them sitting in the fridge right now.
Give it an hour.
Yeah, give me an hour. I'll be into it. But I know you said you guys got it all planted. It's always curious to me, when you planted the tomatoes and everything, did you guys do plants or did you do seeds?
Yes, is the answer.
So both.
Yeah, most of the tomato plants are already plants, but we did do some seeds already. And actually, part of those got donated by Larry Price over at Wesley Manor. They had some extra ones. Highland Heights Farm also donated some of the plants that we planted out there. They also give produce throughout the year there in the lobby for us. So just watch social media when those are all ready. But then we also did some seeds yesterday. We did seeds for carrots and green beans. We did some seeds for zucchini, but then also some plants. So that way they're kind of staggered of when they get ready. So hopefully we don't have everything all at once.
Right.
Someday we're going to have to get on here, heck, maybe even now, and play a quick round of tomato or nickname for a boxer. Golden Delicious, go.
Tomato.
Red Conqueror. Yeah.
They were giving names yesterday of the different tomatoes, and I was like, I speak in color. Is it red or yellow?
See, my cousin Brian and I did that one 4th of July years ago where we started naming the fireworks. Like, you know how they always have, like, golden fireball or whatever?
Right.
But we would be looking at this fireworks display on the 4th of July, and it'd be like, that's called Father's Seventh Angle. That's called... It would just get weird
Straight.
And absurd.
Yeah.
But so with you, if you were going to grab a vegetable out of the garden and pick a weed, what would be your go-to, like, oh, I can't resist that?
Oh, see, I'm going to go for the tomato for the BLTs. But once we get into later in the summer, we do what we call cukes and zooks. So cucumbers and zucchini and just frying those up and then doing like a salad with the cucumbers and things like that. So.
You ever fry up the zucchini flowers?
No, I haven't done that.
Oh, you need to.
All right.
Get your ranch dip and go to town.
All right. Yeah. We'll have to remember that.
It's similar to a blooming onion without the onion, so it's pretty good.
You pick the whole zucchini.
Yeah.
We use every part of the pig.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you were talking about frying stuff up and everything. Are you guys going to offer, like, some cooking classes and stuff, teaching people how to?
Yeah, so Pat Burkhalter over at Purdue Extension does a lot of those cooking classes for us. So she comes over, helps plant part of the garden. She'll bring people over, and she usually does that once a week. So, again, just watch social media. We'll send that out and let people know. But then she does a recipe, shows people how to prepare stuff. And we also always try to put recipes out in our lobby with the vegetables that we pick. So once things start coming on in the garden, we go and we'll pick some, put them in the lobby. So if people don't have time or don't want to go pick their own, they can just walk in the lobby and grab some. Or they can go back out in the garden. But we always try to put some recipes out there, too, to help people out, and we're always there to answer any questions, and whether that's canning or whether that's fresh or whether that's everything in between.
I was going to say, I thought Pat does some canning lessons too while she's at it, but she's a resource in herself.
Oh, yes.
I don't know. Todd, how close are we to taking a commercial break?
Anytime. Are you able to hang out for
that's fine.
Few more minutes?
Let's do that, and then we'll break into a couple of the other subjects we got.
All right. Very good. You are listening to Party Line on 96.9/1027 WILO. Your home for classic hits. Our guest is Kathy Martin from Healthy Communities. You've been a hoot, I have to say. And thank you for playing along with, oh, good, Todd's not looking at the map, and we're just going to take a hard right turn right into this brick wall. So thank you for being so patient with us. As I say, I'm caffeinated up. It's 9:18 local time at WILO.
When the big hand points straight up, the little hand tells the time.
Giving you the time on the studio clock.
It's 9 o'clock now.
1570 AM, 96.9 FM, and now at 102.7 FM.
When you think of diamonds, what comes to mind?
Getting engaged.
Your wedding day.
A favorite anniversary. Diamonds tend to be associated with special memories. The next time you hear the word diamonds, you need to think of Vierks Fine Jewelry.
At Vierks, we have the area's largest and finest selection featuring hundreds of in-stock certified diamonds, all shapes and sizes, and specializing in a carat and larger.
And our prices and quality will meet or exceed anyone's, from the mall to the internet to even New York's Diamond District.
And for true expertise, Vierks has Lafayette's only GIA graduate gemologist in residence, along with the area's only, and we do mean only, USPAP-compliant jewelry appraiser.
Let Vierks help make any occasion shine with the perfect diamond for your individual taste, style, and budget.
If you're serious about a diamond and serious about saving money, then you need to visit Vierks Fine Jewelry. Seriously.
Corner of 18th and Main, Lafayette, Vierks.com.
Life insurance is one of those subjects that make people want to change the subject, rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on, by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on with your family. Call State Farm agent Susan Casper in Frankfort at 765-659-5678. And put the life back in life insurance.
Did you know there are benefits to window tinting other than that cool and sleek look? Keeping your vehicle's interior protected is one of those benefits. Marchand's Window Tinting does top quality window tint installation that comes with a lifetime warranty. Located on State Road 39 in Antioch, Marchand's Window Tinting is professional and locally owned with years of expertise.
This is Alan Marchand at Marchand's Window Tinting, and we stick it where the sun shines.
Ag News, the Farmer Forum, the Free For All, and a lot more. Hi, everyone. I'm AgriTalk host Chip Flory. Join me each weekday morning at 11 right here on WILO for a conversation dedicated to rural America and agriculture. AgriTalk brings you the news, information, and perspectives you need to get to the meat of the issues that matter the most to your farm. Join me for AgriTalk weekdays at 11 on your Ag Leader in North Central Indiana, WILO.
Ever wondered what it's like to be inside the huddle? Find out every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. on WILO.
Hi, I'm Jamie Blacker. Join Don Stock and myself each Saturday morning for Inside the Huddle between 9 and 10 a.m. It's brought to you by Susan Casper State Farm Insurance in Frankfort.
Coach Brad Scott with Brossville Baseball. Jamie Smith, he's a junior high baseball coach. Move over to Clinton Prairie and talk with their track coach, Coach Chambers. Coach Ken Jones with Clinton Central Track Program.
Keeping you connected.
Well, thank you for this opportunity to talk about the program.
Inside the Huddle.
On your sports leader in North Central Indiana, WILO.
The Party Line broadcast is also being telecast at HoosierLandTV.com and archived forever online. This telecast is always made possible by these fine sponsors: Ellis Jewelers, The Farmers Bank, Jim's Heating and Cooling, Schultz IGA, Home National Bank, Wilson Farm Market, Provide Computer Sales and Service, 51 West. Thank you for watching, listening, and participating in the Party Line program from HoosierLandTV.com and WILO.
All right, it's 96.9, 102.7 WILO, your home for classic hits. Todd Berryman and our guest Kathy Martin and my co-host Melissa Miller cannot currently hear that this is jazz piano player Brad Meldow doing his version of Tom Sawyer, which I highly recommend if you've never heard it. But I'm diverting
the
from the
Rush song
at hand.
In a jazz component.
Well, the funny thing is the guy normally is known for this really way out jazz classical piano stuff. He's amazing, and he'll do stuff like Radiohead covers and things. This is the one where he goes into the electronics and he pulls out the synthesizers and he gets Chris Thiele from Nickel Creek to help out on mandolin and vocal, and it's just this really like... Why am I enjoying this? I don't know why.
Is there a karaoke version?
I'll tell you what. I wish there was a karaoke version of this.
I don't know if I'd want a karaoke version of Tom Sawyer that's not the point.
And the relief is if you're one of those people who just hates Rush because you don't like the sound of Geddy Lee's voice, well, now we've eliminated that problem.
That's true.
96.9, 102.7 WILO, your home for classic hits. And we're in the last handful of minutes here on the Party Line with Kathy Martin from Healthy Communities and Melissa Miller. You mentioned you had a couple of other questions you wanted to touch on.
Yeah, we wanted to talk about one of the things that's coming up up this summer, you said, was the craft program. So why don't you tell us about that, and if there's any needs or anything that to build on that, then...
Yeah, so our craft support group is one of our newer support groups. We actually did kind of a trial run last year to get us kind of integrated into the program, but this is a support group for family members or friends that have someone who might be living in that addiction or suffering with substance use disorder. So it's people who are struggling with that. You're going to meet people that are in similar situations. We have two people that went through the program last year that'll also be there to help out. You know, that they've been through the program. They have been living in that and have those experiences too. And so it's about the support person's support group. And so we're just really excited to offer that too, because we know those bridges are burned. Those bridges really get broken down when someone's living in substance use disorder, when yeah. they're struggling and they're trying to get better. But those other individuals have things that they're going through as well. And so how we can help with that. It'll start June 3rd. It's on Saturdays and it'll run through the summer. So I believe August 19th is our last.
So about 8 weeks, 9 weeks, 10 weeks, something like that.
I think it's like 14-ish.
Oh, that
yeah,
okay.
I think yeah. it is. So, but we just run 10 a.m. to 11 a.m.
I can't math.
Yeah, math is hard in the morning. So it's just an hour. It'll be at Trinity Hope Center. Laura and I do that group. We run that group. So it's through Overdose Lifeline, which is another great resource. They're down in Indianapolis. So we're just excited to have that.
What other programs, I mean, that you've got that are already established that maybe need to be highlighted again in the general public's eyes? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so our Families Recovering Together Nights are one of our favorite events. They happen once a month on a Monday evening, and that's just about rebuilding family connections. And so it's, you know, parents and kids and loved ones that can come together. We do an activity all together. We provide dinner. Everything is always free. And then whatever activity we did that evening, they get to take home and recreate as a family at home. So, for instance, we did our Easter one, and we dyed Easter eggs and did all of those fun activities and then took an Easter dye kit home with them. We do family game nights. That's my favorite because you get to rotate to all the different games. So you get to play Monopoly and Sorry and Trouble, and then the family unit votes which game they liked the best, mm-hmm. and then they get to take that game home with them. So
now that's cool.
Yeah, those are always fun nights. Sometimes we're out at the roller rink. We're going to do one out when the pool opens. We'll have a family night out there. So we're always excited about those. We can always use volunteers for those too, just to help out. Mm-hmm. You don't need any experience. You can just come help out while serving food or getting things ready and helping direct people. No experience needed for that.
Do you know how to do macrame?
Yeah, count me out for that one too.
see that's a unit I couldn't do.
No, we won't put you in that unit. So yours truly got to be the Easter bunny for the Easter egg hunt. So that was entertaining. But then we also have our cafes. These are through Be Strong Families. They're called mm-hmm. Wow Talk Cafes. And our teenagers...
What did you say? Wow
Talk? Wow Talk Cafes, okay. Yep. And our teenagers always say it's like a group therapy session, and it's free and
sure.
we have fun.
Yeah.
So we have teen versions, parent versions, men's and women's. We're starting our couples cafe. We're also starting a pre- and postnatal one. So we can fit somebody into at least one of our cafes. We feed you dinner, and then we go through questions, and it's just about those hard questions people don't like to talk about. You know, like, what's important in your life, and why is that important, and relationships?
Well, and like the postnatal cafe, I can see having a very substantial impact because of the, I don't want to say post-traumatic stress disorder, but that
postpartum.
Actually is what it
postpartum,
is. Postpartum,
yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Postpartum.
I mean, I know many, many people that have had a rough
Absolutely.
Time.
Well, and it's just
that.
Stressful anyway, especially if you don't have, maybe your family's not close.
Right. Yep.
You know, you're on your own and you're trying to go through that. So,
and you find
yeah.
some
yeah.
kindred spirits who are also like, if I could just get a night's sleep.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. And especially those who are living in recovery or trying to get to that stage in their lives. And then having that postpartum depression or anything else that might be occurring, you know,
right.
besides the sleep and the stress and everything.
It's so peeling an onion.
It is. And so this is just a safe place to come together to talk about these things, to help each other out and to show support.
I can't. Yeah, we've already blown through a half an hour in a very quick time.
But you know that says a lot about what you do, that we took a half hour to do this.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Exactly.
You guys do a lot.
Yeah, we stay busy, but we're just so grateful for our community. I mean, we couldn't do it without the community support, without all of the volunteers that help out. I mean, that's just a true testament to the community that we live in.
Go back through Facebook, the phone number, best ways to get a hold of you guys. In all aspects of social media.
Yep, absolutely. So we are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Facebook's usually the easiest to get a hold of us, Healthy Communities of Clinton County or the Trinity Hope Center. We both have pages there. You can like and follow those. Our phone number is 659-6063. And then we're also on our website. You can contact us directly through there. It's www.healthyclintoncounty.org. And so you can reach us in any of those.
And I was scrambling to write this down earlier, and I'm not sure I got it right, but the physical location is 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yep, good job. We got through kindergarten. We got that.
1, 2, 3, 4, but what was the street address again?
1, 2, 3, 4, Rossville Avenue.
Okay, so it's right there in the heart of everything, very easy to find. I mean, if you say Rossville Avenue, that's like saying Washington Street in Indianapolis.
Yeah,
anybody
exactly.
can find it.
Yep, just past Suncrest if you're coming into town, and we're there on the left, or just go around the curve past the gas station heading out of town, and we're there on the right. And we got a big sign out front with the health department and our signs there, so we should be pretty easy to find.
All right, Kathy Martin from Healthy Communities. You've never been in here before with us, have you?
Not with you guys, no. This is the first time.
Well, it's a real pleasure to make your acquaintance, and we look forward to nothing against Laura. She's a charmer, but we look forward to the next time we get the chance to talk to you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, and Melissa, thank you again for coming in and making me look much more capable by being able to redirect. Because I'm like Harry Carey, hey, I wonder if green cheese tastes good. And then meanwhile, she's like, yeah, that's great. Can we move on? Also, Bill Gant, we want to say a big thank you to Bill helping out earlier as well.
Have a good day.
It is the WILO party line, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow on WILO.